Unisa Radio. The African Voice. It's all about you.
This is Unisa Radio, the African Voice. It is all about you. My name is Mamakitha Masego, and thank you so much for tuning in to Unisa Radio. You can stream us live at unisa.radio.net and at Unisa Radio on all our social media platforms. Now, because this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, now I'm going to quote something that the South African Cancer Foundation wrote, saying that 2020 has been a powerful year and a reminder that we are all in this together, and our choices and actions have the power to protect the vulnerable among us in a big way. The same holds true when it comes to breast cancer. With your support, we can show every man and woman that their life is important. By working together, we can inspire hope and become a force for good to get them access that they need, close quote. And to talk about breast cancer awareness, I'm joined online by Professor Hurst. He is from the Cancer Association of South Africa. Good day, Prof.
Good day to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your program.
Nice one. Now, Prof, if you can just tell us, how is cancer raising awareness this month as it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
I'll tell you, you know, I must really tell you that breast cancer awareness in the year 2020 is a very, very special one.
Mm.
And I'll explain to you why I'm making that statement. You know, we've been in lockdown now for about 6 months, and all the indications are that there has been a drop in breast cancer screenings in South Africa.
That's wonderful.
At least 50%.
That's wonderful.
Wow. Well, no, it's a drop in screening.
Oh,
that is a tragedy, because that means that 50% less people during the past 6 months went for their mammograms, clinical breast examinations, etc. So we are expecting, and I am making a statement which I'm sure is not going to be wrong, that within the next year and two, we are going to see a drastic increase in the number of advanced breast cancer patients. Because people didn't have their mammograms, they didn't go for clinical breast examinations, and many people, because of lockdown, couldn't have their surgery. They couldn't have their chemotherapy, and those that needed radiation therapy also couldn't get it, because all public health services were geared towards treating patients with COVID-19. So I am really very, very saddened by the position that most cancer patients find themselves in at the moment.
It's a tragedy indeed. I really apologize. I couldn't hear you correctly. I thought that there's like a decrease of...
Sure. That's what we all wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And that's why I immediately, you know, just came back in and said no.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly the opposite to what we would like to avert.
And you know, with my neck, well, it was a question that was going to come in a bit later, but now that you've raised you know, issues of mammogram and also testing and self-testing, clearly because of COVID and you know, how it actually overtook a whole lot of things, I mean, even in healthcare, how can then cancer patients do their mammograms? Are they still restricted from doing the mammograms? Are they still restricted for doing their surgery? What's really going on?
Well, you know, it is the people who had health insurance, they were in a slightly better position, because at least they could get access to private radiotherapy and radiation and surgery and chemotherapy. But I'm talking about the 80% plus of the population, and they are the people that I am most concerned over. They didn't have access, and that is really an absolute tragedy, because you know, all the borders were closed. There were no flights coming in or going out, no boats coming in and going out, and that meant that any breakdown in any of the oncology equipment couldn't be repaired, because we couldn't get any spares coming in from outside the country. So it was really, it is one of the worst scenarios during my lifetime. And I can tell you, I've just recently turned 76 years, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, in my lifetime, this is the worst health crisis, I think, that South Africa and maybe even the world has ever faced. Really. Mm. It is absolutely tragic that this had to happen, and that cancer patients were the ones who really had to take the brunt of it all.
Mm. Now, Prof, you know, now that we are under level one, lockdown level one, and, you know, the international borders are now open, but not to all countries, are we seeing, like, a clear light as to, you know, receiving, you know, either medication or, you know, resources that are needed, especially in the cancer facilities?
Well, hopefully things will change within the next few weeks, because you must remember that it's only about a week now that we've had international flights coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, fortunately, for spares and that type of thing, flights were available from all countries of the world. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean to say that all countries of the world had goods transported to South Africa.
Mm.
So we are still maybe in a bit of a quandary, and we are still waiting for normalization for international travel so that we can get those spares.
Mm.
But, you know, added to this whole problem, the healthcare professionals, and I'm talking here from the National Department of Health, doctors, everybody,
mm-hmm.
we all share a responsibility partly for people not going for their examinations and screenings. Because you will recall, early on, when lockdown started, we had a very important message saying to people, do not go to your doctor's consulting room.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go to a hospital unless you are instructed to do so. When people heard this, they were also scared, because they said, now, what if I go to the doctor's consulting room? Why can't I go?
Mm.
Is it because I'm going to get infected with COVID-19 there? Why can I also not go to the hospital? Am I going to become infected with COVID-19 there?
Mm.
And I hope that we have learned a very, very dear lesson in all this.
Mm.
And that in future, whenever there is any other similar crisis, maybe not even to the extent that we've now had with COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
but that we will be very careful in the type of messages that we will send out to the public. Instead of making them scared to go and see their doctors, you know, we should have said to them, make sure that you wear a mask,
mm.
make sure that you make arrangements with your doctor before you go there to know that you will be coming at a certain time so there's no crowding in the waiting room area. You know, this type of positive message,
mm.
instead of saying to people, don't go to your doctor's consulting rooms, don't go to a hospital. And I really hope that things will normalize as soon as really as is practically possible, so that we can start catching up on the backlog of the fear that I have expressed, that we're going to see many, many cases of advanced cancer, and we're now talking breast cancer in particular, coming within the next few months.
Yeah. Now, because this is, you know, cancer month, and I believe that, you know, there should be awareness that is raised, you know, with your concerns, you know, being put to the table, which I really believe that is really necessary, because we never really thought, you know, it would cause such, you know, trauma to patients. And I mean, you know, just talking about backlog and the tragedy that it has brought into, you know, into cancer patients. What is it that you're going to be doing, you know, to help maybe instill hope and not fear in the patients during this month of cancer awareness?
I'll tell you, we are going all out to try and create awareness that please do not delay.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to your various areas where you normally had your screenings. Get your next screening done. Do not hesitate. But we've all learned from COVID-19, so please wear your mask. Ensure that you have social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands with soap and water regularly. Because people also think if they sanitize with a hand sanitizer that the hands are clean.
Mm.
No, hand sanitizer only kills the viruses and the germs, but it doesn't remove the dirt from the hands. So we should so regularly wash our hands with soap and water and then sanitize it with a hand sanitizer to ensure that all the germs and viruses have been killed. So these are the messages that we will be sending out, and we will be very positive in our message. And we are at the moment saying to people, please catch up on screenings. Do a mammogram, have a clinical breast examination every time you go to the doctor. And please do not forget to do breast self-examination every month. My second message to that is, men, I'm talking to you as well, because men can also get breast cancer.
Yes.
Please don't forget that.
Because I was about to even, you know, let us talk about breast cancer when coming to men, because it's not really a topic that's discussed as often. So I want us to just, you know, touch on it just a bit, you know, as to, you know, that men can also get breast cancer. Now, if you can explain to us the early signs of breast cancer in men, how it is treated, and is there enough that is done when coming to raising awareness in men cancer?
You know, this is a very important thing about breast cancer that people must never forget, and that is that breast cancer isn't painful, especially in the beginning. So don't wait for any signs of pain or discomfort really in any of the breasts. So they've got to look for other signs. And this is where breast self-examination comes in. And this is why we say to people, please do a monthly breast self-examination and do it thoroughly and do it regularly. And if you feel any lump in the breast, and it's usually a painless lump, please go and see your doctor so that a proper examination can be done, that you can then be referred for a mammogram or for any other clinical examination that the doctor may feel would be necessary so that we can diagnose the problem and have a treatment. So a lump is really very important as a first sign. And then a change in the shape of the nipple. If the nipple turns in, like it sinks into the breast, very, very important sign that there is something drastically wrong. Bloodstain discharge from the nipple and a rash around the nipple area. And then any other swelling or lump in the armpit, because people neglect the armpit. We must remember that breast tissue and lymph drainage from the breast is anywhere from the midline of the chest to the midline of the armpit. On each side of the body, for the left and the right-hand breast. So even a swelling or a lump in the armpit is important that this needs to be seen to. And then any eventual tenderness that may be observed is also very important to report, as well as tenderness, especially of the nipple. And then any change in the size of the breast, and any color changes and any skin texture changes in the breast. Certain types of breast cancer, we usually talk to about it as an orange peel texture because the skin of the breast becomes like you've got a little swollen part of the breast, and you can see the little indentations like you see on an orange peel. Very, very important. And those are really the most important things. When they are present, please do not neglect. Go to your doctor immediately.
You know, Prof, I believe that, you know, education is very key. And I mean, when you even inform us about, you know, some of the symptoms and some of the signs that, you know, one should look out for, and even when you do, when you self-examine, you know, when you do your self-breast examination, you know, things that you need to look out for. Now, what are some of the myths that are shared when coming to breast cancer?
Oh, there are so many important myths. You know, really, And I think one of the important things that people usually mention is that underarm lotions and deodorizers can cause cancer. There is no truth in this. That is really something that we've got to knock on the head and get it out of our conversations. Mm. Another very important myth is that wearing an underwire bra for extra support of the breast, that this can be a cause of breast cancer. Again, that is not anywhere near the truth whatsoever.
Mm.
And let me think of one or two of the other myths that I have come across.
Mm-hmm.
Then, another very important thing that I have heard people talk about is that certain forms of breast cancer, or all forms of breast cancer, can be treated.
Mm.
There is no such idea
mm-hmm.
that all breast cancers can always be treated.
Mm.
Most breast cancers can, with surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, but metastatic breast cancer, one of those cancers, yes, it can be treated, and people can live with it while undergoing treatment, but it cannot be cured.
Mm.
So there are so many myths, and we really don't believe stories that you hear about breast cancer.
Yeah.
Go to somebody who is professionally qualified, go to the clinic, go to any other health professional, and get the real true story.
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true, Prof. And Prof. Hurst, do you have any last words for our listeners during this month of breast cancer awareness?
My really important message to everybody, and I trust that they will all be listening,
mm-hmm.
it has to do with breast cancer, with other cancers,
mm-hmm.
and with general health as well. If there is anything different in your body today than it was last week, or last month, or last year, please have this seen to.
Mm.
Any changes in the body is so important to report and have it seen to, so that we can have an early diagnosis, early treatment, and possible cure for our ills, and especially the cancers that we know are around.
Mm.
So the important message is, know your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Nice one, Prof. Thank you so much for joining us. And I really hope that, you know, during this month of breast cancer awareness, you know, you will be able to make aware of all your grievances, all your worries, and you know, hopefully, I'm really, really hoping, like you said, that in the next coming weeks, since the country is, you know, partially opened, that most needs for cancer patients will be met.
Thank you very much. And people who want to contact the organization,
yes.
the Cancer Association of South Africa, toll free line 0800 226 22, and they can also go and they can send us email messages to info@cancer.org.za, and we will get into contact with them and we will assist them wherever we can.
Nice one. Prof, thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day.
And a lovely day to you and all your listeners.
We appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye, Prof. And that was Professor Hurst talking about breast cancer awareness and all things breast cancer. It's very important that we self-examine every month, and if you feel anything unusual, please do not hesitate, but book you know, a doctor's appointment so that you don't leave anything too late. This is Unisa Radio, the African Voice. It is all about you.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. Unisa Radio.